Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A little bit ago, I was talking about the insurrection again. The Department of Justice has released a three-hour video. A three-hour video of fighting between officers and the insurrectionists. And I was blown away when I saw this. I'll tell you what. I always thought, initially anyway, that the insurrection was contained somehow in the chamber itself, that these characters broke in, they're breaking windows, they're beating down doors, then they're roaming around the halls past these statues and all that, that clown with the fur and the horns and all that kind of stuff and the makeup. However, it turns out that the insurrectionists had swarmed throughout the whole facility and penetrated even down in the tunnel area. And there were groups of police officers fighting them off, and they'd lost communication with one another, and they had no idea what was going on elsewhere in the building. It was really anarchical. It really was. There was video of officers being sprayed with mace and bear spray, of officers washing each other's eyes out, doing the best they can, being beaten. They did not fire their weapons. It happened in one occasion, as I mentioned before, where these people were breaking in and they were going to murder a congressman who had not yet left the chamber. And the officer discharged his weapon and killed a woman trying to get in. And he was absolutely justified in doing that. But this video goes far beyond that. I had no idea that at the various levels of that complex, because remember, it has tunnels, it has little subway cars, it has all sorts of hallways. This thing was pervasive, and these people, these poor police officers, in fairly small pods, were trying to hold off insurrectionists and had not, frankly, did not even know, didn't have instantaneous communication, obviously, with their colleagues elsewhere in the building as to what was going on. It came up like a tsunami. You know, normally, okay, there's some protest. No, this was an insurrection. Those officers were heroic. The people involved are felons. The people involved should have mandatory prison terms, every one of them. And I do not like the fact that some have gotten off on, you know, wearing an ankle bracelet at home release, 10 hours community service. Baloney. Well, I think we need some good news, and there is some good news. Finish out this first hour. There was a meeting. This goes towards peace in the Middle East between the Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. He met the Israeli Defense Minister Benny Gantz at Benny Gantz's home in Israel. Mahmoud Abbas came into the state of Israel and met at the home of the defense minister. And back in August, Benny Gantz visited Mahmoud Abbas at the Palestinian Authority office, the headquarters in the West Bank city of Ramallah. Why is this good news? Why is this worth mentioning? And I'll tell you why it's worth mentioning. A journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. The old Chinese proverb is very true. If people aren't willing to talk to one another, there's no way of ever reconciling. Israel has been ready to talk for decades. With Yasser Arafat, they offered Arafat 98% of what he wanted. Go ahead, take over this, take over that. There's been intransigence on the other side, and it's not entirely irrational for this reason. Because there are extremists who would assassinate anybody on the Islamic side. Anybody on the Islamic side who made peace at all. That happened in Egypt. It's happened elsewhere in the Islamic world. So to have Mahmoud Abbas come to Israel, meet with Benny Gantz. Benny went there and met with him. It's a very good thing. Very, very good thing. I think this has to be extended. One of the, frankly, great foreign policy breakthroughs that occurred, and there's nobody... harsher and more critical about Donald Trump's attack on our democracy than myself. But in there was one foreign policy initiative, the Abraham Accords, that were pioneered during Trump's presidency that are extremely important. They have to be recognized. They have to be built on. The Abraham Accords, they're named, of course, because the prophet Abraham is a revered prophet in Christianity, in the Bible. He, believe it or not, is also a revered prophet in Islam. And of course, naturally, he is in Judaism. So if you have the three monotheistic faiths, all have one prophet, one guy whom everybody agrees that they look up to, that's a significant thing, and it's called the Abraham Accords. And what it is various Islamic governments recognize the state of Israel, and Israel recognizes them, obviously. They exchange trade missions. They exchange ambassadors. Now, that would have been unthinkable even 10 years ago. But what happened is the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain, now these are states that they're very rational. Yes, they're Islamic states. However, they're much more liberal and modern than any other Islamic state, and they desperately want good relations with the United States. And so what they did is the United Arab Emirates has a trade mission in Israel. Israel has a trade mission in the United Arab Emirates. They exchange ambassadors, and this got extended to Sudan, Morocco. Morocco is extraordinary. I mean, that's right in northern Africa, right next to Algeria, and yet they did it. Now, Sudan's a different story. Sudan is a very primitive, violent country, and it did this. It agreed to come into the Abraham Accords only because the United States said, if you do, we'll take you off the terror list. Why are they on the terror list? A lot of reasons. How about in 2008, they beat our ambassador to death, stomped him and beat him to death in the streets, and we haven't had an ambassador to Sudan? That would be a real good reason. It's a primitive, violent country. But they agreed to do it. Now, is there heart in it? Probably not. But, you know, when I saw that Mahmoud Abbas met with Benny Gantz in Israel, and Benny Gantz met with Mahmoud Abbas in Ramallah, these are extraordinary developments at that level. And the Abraham Accords are extraordinary developments at a higher ambassadorial level. Unless you recognize the right of a country to exist, you can't have any relations with them. The skunk at the party is Iran. They're the ones who routinely have crowds in the street shouting, death to America, death to America, death to Israel, that kind of thing. They are a malignant tumor. Not the people. People are good everywhere, but their government is a malignant tumor. A malignant tumor. The fellow that was assassinated, Suleiman, whatever his name was, by us, because he spread terror in the Middle East and murdered a lot of American troops, they're going to have a memorial to him in Iran as if he's some kind of good guy, which he is not. So the purpose of all of this, discussion is, when I see glimmers of hope, glimmers of communication. Glimmers of communication between the Palestinians and Israel, it is a wonderful thing. And frankly, beyond that, in the established states like the United Arab Emirates, you start exchanging trade missions and ambassadors. That's the start. You can have differences. You can negotiate the differences, but trade with each other. Treat each other like human beings. Recognize the state of Israel. We should make that mandatory, frankly, when we're talking as any Islamic government. This is what we want to see. And if you want trade concessions and any kind of decent treatment from us, we demand that you join the Abraham Accord. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.